Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love. Thank you, Jesus, that you've been raised up from the dead to be the King of the righteous, the King of the whole universe. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, you've been raised up to fill all things. And so you've given us apostles. Thank you for the wonderful teachings of the apostles, the disciples that are now seated there together with you. And I thank you, Lord, that we've been brought into this new temple. We are all stones. And so we just thank you for this goodness that has come. And thank you. You started the wonderful work in your own life, as we're going to read about this morning again. And thank you, Lord, that you called us, Lord, to partake of our predestined splendor, the predestined plan that you have for us, and therefore you are justifying us and glorifying us to walk in your footsteps and shine your light and bringing about your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, together with you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
We are reading Matthew 12, verse 15 to 21. When Jesus heard about the plot against him, he went away from that place, and large crowds followed him. He healed the sick and gave them orders not to tell others about him. He did this so as to make come true what God had said through the prophet Isaiah. "Here is my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love and with whom I am pleased. I will send my spirit upon him, and he will announce my judgment to the nations. He will not argue or shout or make loud speeches in the streets. He will not break off a bent reed nor put out a flickering lamp. He will persist until he causes justice to triumph, and on him all peoples will put their hope."
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Here, you know, we see Jesus coming. The law of the prophets were until John, and since then the kingdom of God has come. And here the king is revealing the kingdom realities, and the Father is just bringing about the love that he predestined for him and for this earth, and these mighty signs and wonders are taking place. And we can see the religious rulers of that day, they were just out to kill him, because he's shaking the boat. He's bringing the world into the way it should be. And so we are just so glad today that he is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he's reigning to bring about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. And so this wonderful display here of the prophetic word coming to pass in his life is also a display of the wonderful prophetic word that is coming to pass in our own lives. We were predestined, we've been called, and we've been justified to be glorified, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. So it's exciting to know, like right here at the end, he's come to bring justice, and he's come to bring hope for his people. And the hope and the expectation we see here is the sons of God that are about to be revealed, that his body will stand up as his spirit is. As we've been faithful with the little, we've come, we've been teachable, we've been faithful, and we've walked listening to him. Sons are led by the Spirit. And there's this mighty manifestation about to take place. That's why it says creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, because it's been in the fall of sin. The fall through sin came to all of creation. The bit of creation out there is beautiful, but it's not in its true beauty of liberty. And so now he says we must hope. We don't see it, but we hope for it, and we take hold of the wonderful life that is in the Spirit, developing on schedule, but there's a mighty outpouring about to take place, and we take a yarn. We're excited about that. I was just woke up this morning, and I thought about the glorified body, because it says we hope for what we can't see, the glorified body. And we've got some funny concepts of the glorified body, like a shining light, people walking as around as light. But you know, the wonderful manifestation of the light, of the goodness of God, was Jesus, like he portrayed here. Signs and wonders coming forth from him, enjoying the fellowship of the Father, the leading of the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit is with him, and things are happening. He's turning this world up to the way it should be, and the religious rulers are shaking in their boots. And this is what glorified means, guys. It's walking in the footsteps of Jesus. We've walked in the baby footsteps, being babes desiring the milk. We've been led by the Spirit, but there's a mighty move coming. He pours his Spirit out upon his body, where his body shows this beauty that has been made available, so that the people that don't see, or those that have eyes, believers that have eyes but they don't see, and believers that have ears and they don't hear, that they see and they hear, that this goodness is now available. And the glorified body, we are the body, we are the temple, we are the bride. And the glorified body is taking hold of the splendor, what the Lord is saying. Glory comes from opinion, and we were heard from God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We are of that family. Come, let us make man in our image and likeness. And God is in these last days now. He's going to reveal that. He's going to come through with power upon his body. We can see that also in Zechariah 9, the end of the last couple of verses there of the chapter, where he calls his sheep and he leads his sheep, and his sheep go out and they shine in this world. Signs and wonders following, and all the deception collapsing. They've been exposed, and has got no room, as God protects his people and he works with his people. And then he says, so beautiful, and they shine in the lands, like in the land, like his crown, like a crown. Amen. And that's what Philippians also tells us, as we hold on to this word, hold on to our God, and we've been led by the Spirit, not the flesh. He says we shine like stars in this dark world. Amen. So be blessed to know you've been called out to know your God, to walk obedient, and develop on schedule. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.